This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
What happened to this world when a white cop can't just do heroin and pass out in his car for a while?
Get ready for the social hour.
Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is The Social Hour. On today's show, metal band Pharmacy. And now your host. Back in his party days, he was a walking pharmacy. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode. We appreciate you guys taking a listen. Hopefully you're all still surviving the coronavirus pandemic and wearing your masks out there so we can get back to doing live comedy soon. Until then, just keep tuning in. We have new episodes again every Tuesday, Thursday now instead of Wednesdays, as well as The Social Minute every Monday. And keep checking deesecomedy.com/calendar for upcoming dates. We do have some stuff in Lewiston and Montana opening up. Washington, we're just fucking dead until who knows when. So, guys, and also go to Patreon/PantsPending. Check out all the behind-the-scenes content from across the network. You can do a one-time donation or subscribe to get that exclusive content from Never Ending Random Discussion, Burr Martin Experience, this show, as well as the newest show, Trading Pages, and more. Check them out, guys. Have some fun. Listen, and you can always hear the main shows for free. That's all for the, off-top commercials. You know that stuff, guys. We're going to get right into it and talk to some people that live in a state that's still free.
Woo!
And can do entertainment without masks or and do what they want. We are in studio with us. We have the band Pharmacy with them. From them, we have Dr. Z, Mick Madness, Celine Soul, and Big Daddy Gaddy. And one of the band is missing, but we just didn't invite him. So what's up, guys? How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah. Thanks for coming all the way out from, you guys are from Kellogg, Idaho. Is that where you're based out of? Is that right?
Correct.
Yep. And, what, God, man, is there can't be like a giant music scene in Kellogg, I assume.
Oh God, no.
Okay. So like,
there's a couple bands, but yeah, nothing too crazy. We're misfits.
Yeah, I guess. Right. Sure. I mean, I imagine, take this in the spirit it's intended, and I don't spend a lot of Kellogg time in Kellogg, so I don't know for sure. You guys must stand out in Kellogg, Idaho.
Drastically.
Okay. For our listeners who haven't been to Kellogg, it's North Idaho Panhandle, small town, probably, I assume, fairly conservative. Just kind of, you know. Although, Dr. Z, you said you live on this side of the border, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm at Liberty Lake.
Liberty Lake, yeah. Guys. You're in Washington State. How did you guys all come to be? If, you know, how did this this band Pharmacy happen? What kind of, and tell people, assuming, I mean, I'm sure most of the listeners know who you are, but let's give them the backstory if they don't. What kind of music do you play? How did you start?
Well, this started out, I had some acoustic music that I did about 6 months before this band started. I had my links going around in the garage sale pages in the Silver Valley.
All right.
Because I had just moved there from South Dakota. Gary had seen some of the music and was like, hey, do you by chance play electric guitar? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So come over, start jamming on some covers and whatnot. And Gary is Mickey's dad. So yes. He ended up out in the shed with us, and we're jamming, and then it's just, like, built up over time. We started with a different vocalist. She didn't end up working out. We had a different bass player, too, who didn't work out.
Yeah.
So Z's been with us almost a year now, coming up almost over. Yeah.
Mm. Right on.
And she just crossed her year mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long has the band kind of been together from its inception, you know, originally, with, you know, obviously other members?
So I was going to say... Years. Pharmacy 1.0 was about 2 years coming up.
About 2 years.
Yeah.
And what kind of music do you guys, what kind of, like, what's your inspiration? What kind of music do you guys play? So people can kind of get it. And we're going to listen to some later, but give us a.
It's pretty all over the place. It comes from everywhere. I mean,
truly.
I always go with heavy metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that sums it up.
All right.
A lot of.
I say, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like hard rock with thrash. Elements,
sure.
And some progressive.
Okay,
say, to be drastically gray metal.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. Sure. That's that fall. That's cat. And then, yeah, that's specific enough. I guess that gives us the basis of where to go from here. I think. Now, how? I mean, obviously, again, you know, with Kellogg, Idaho, smaller town, but there's lots around it. So, I mean, there's certainly options of places to play and things to do. I mean, where? How's the music scene been for you guys in the last 2 years?
It's kind of been a struggle. Coming as an outsider into the market.
Yeah.
Especially being solidly originals too, having covers, but a lot of the originals.
Sure.
There's certain gatekeepers that are everywhere you go.
Yeah.
If you're not in with the club, it's harder to get the shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's all on who you know, not how good you are.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's certainly instances like that in comedy a lot too. So I can imagine in music, even more so, it's harder too. And also, you're dealing with more personalities, whereas like it's not me and a producer. It's like a producer, eight people at a venue, the other bands, and like the six people in the band. You know, you have to there's so many dynamics going on. Have you guys played in Spokane before?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Where do you guys usually play in Spokane?
Usually Jackson Street. We played the Pin one time. It was on a Monday and there really wasn't too many people there.
Amazing stage though.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, gosh. Really Pin's so fun. Pin's cool.
Set up. The thing I hate about the Pin is them damn stairs though.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I still don't know how they haven't had more lawsuits of like drunk people
right?
dying.
Someone
like,
did.
I was going to say, actually, yeah, I was going to say the show that we did do at the Pin, one of the bands got a little too tipsy and got to, I think it was like five steps from the bottom and just ate
just
shit.
Just ate and went. They're like this. It's like the staircase from The Exorcist.
He's probably tired, you know, once you hit that 115 steps.
I know. Right? Yeah, but your calves look amazing,
out.
Right?
Burning, man.
A strategy that we're going to deploy here over the next couple months while we're away from shows, we're going to develop kind of an acoustic version.
Okay. Like a little coffee house mix.
So like if they're like, oh, we can't book you because you're too heavy. It's like, well, we could go lightweight if you need us. But we'd really like to play here anyways.
Yeah, and
we can jump all over the place for sound.
Yeah.
We've already vamped three songs into acoustic, like solid acoustic.
Is that a difficult transition to put a song from electric to acoustic? Because, I mean, I don't really know much about music. So to me, it'd be like, yeah, you just play it on an acoustic guitar. But, I mean, I assume there's more to it than just like...
So it's not necessarily just... That transition is pretty accurate. You just transform it. But The only problem that you would run into with doing that is sometimes something that's super heavily distorted and played really hard doesn't always sound the same as an acoustic. Like, it doesn't have the same feeling.
Very Western.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you're Bob Dylan.
Saddle the horse.
There, like.
And with Big Daddy at the helm on that, he's really done a lot of good writing, and we both have put our two cents into it. But with his structure and the actual music itself, we can actually, everything transitions very nicely.
Yeah.
So it actually doesn't really lose any of the feel. It's just a lot lighter. It's not as a lot of
abrasive. A band that composes stuff that relies heavily on power chords, like two-note punk rock chords,
right,
is going to have trouble in the acoustic environment.
That makes sense.
A band that uses full-on jazz chord theory and classical theory will flourish in an acoustic environment.
Yeah, you're just a broader spectrum of the musical kind of whole spectrum in general. So you can really use the acoustic guitar, where instead of just very simple, and it's fuller. It's a fuller sound, I assume, is a way to put it. What, by the way, I don't think we clarified what positions do you guys have in the band? What instruments or what do you guys do in the band, Dr. Z?
I do bass.
Bass. Oh, you said we said that. Mick?
Lead guitar.
Celine?
Vocals.
Big Daddy?
Rhythm guitar, lead guitar, vocals, keyboards.
The list goes up.
It just keeps going. Yeah. You have one other, the drummer. There's a drummer.
Right? Yes. Gary West.
He's not here.
Yeah, he had to work tonight.
He had to work. All right. Well, again, sucks to suck for him. Well, it's mostly originals. So who's writing the music mostly? Is it a combination, a little bit everyone?
Yeah.
How does that work? Is there writing together, or is it like someone coming like, hey, I, you know, this is the lyrics. Let's come up with a guitar riff for it. Or is it, this is the guitar, you know, I came with this bass riff. Can someone maybe, you know, figure out some lyrics that go along with this? How does that
I usually come out with kind of a bare bones structure of like chord patterns, and then if after everyone's examined it, it's just not flowing right, we need to cut a section here shorter, make this next section longer, or kind of chunk it up differently. It usually, from start to finish writing a song with this band, there's usually like six versions of it that happen before the actual final cut in the studio.
Sure.
It's a lot of rough draft, let's take this away, let's add this type thing.
Is there a lot of, is there any controversy as to what stays or goes? I imagine with like a group, it's got to be more difficult, especially if it's like, well, I came with this and maybe it needs to be cut and there's that personal feeling to it. You know, like with comedy, it's just the comic. It's just like me, it's all me. No one can make me say or not say anything. So, it's not by committee.
I feel that there's not necessarily a lack of controversy, but never really running into the issues of somebody wrote something, don't like it, get rid of it. It's everyone always usually can come to an agreement.
Okay.
We never had huge altercations. The only altercation like we've really ever had was like speed based or running in like, say, one section's too short for lyrics to be placed in, or it would sound funny with lyrics over the top. It gets cut off, kind of thing like that.
Okay. So were you guys all, it sounds like Big Daddy and Mick, you guys kind of were in the band to begin with. Is that the correct? You guys were originally. Did you guys play music together for a while before that, or you guys had or any music? You moved there from South Dakota.
Yeah, I met him through his dad, who's our drummer.
Okay.
I had no experience with anybody in Idaho in music before I met them.
What brought you to Idaho from South Dakota?
The fact that I was living in South Dakota.
I know, but like, you chose Idaho. You didn't go. It's like, it's not a huge leap there. Come on.
Honestly, the original plan was to move to Spokane, but then I saw what the rent was over here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man, I don't know.
You didn't go Post Falls at least? Or
the rent there is even worse,
is it?
Dude.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ. I've never looked in Post Falls.
Our old bass player, I think he was paying like $2,200 for a house.
Holy shit.
It was like a
off of Spokane Street in Post Falls.
Really?
It was like a 5-bedroom house.
I mean, that's a pretty good sized house.
And he's
but
one
God.
Person.
Yeah.
But you could have had a mortgage on that.
Fuck, two mortgages. Jesus Christ.
Over in the Silver Valley, I pay $240 a month. I'm not paying $2,200 to live somewhere.
Yeah, my God. I had no idea. Wait, $240 a month?
Yeah.
$240?
Yes.
For what?
A lot that I could put my fifth wheel on. And
oh,
comes
okay.
With free
yeah,
table.
That makes sense. Okay. that's still, I mean, shit.
It's just me and the wife. So
yeah, that's all right. Fine. That makes sense. It is crazy. I mean, I've lived in Spokane. I moved here from LA like 10 years ago. And I mean, the rent has just gone exploded in the last 10 years. I spent last like 5 years, especially just completely.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's moving here. It's a good place to be.
It's that green rush.
Yeah, man. Well, that's true. I actually have a comic friend from Louisiana that moved to Washington. He moved to Seattle, but he moved to Washington State specifically because they legalized marijuana. He's like, oh, legal weed? Like, there we go.
Honestly, right? that was my goal. South Dakota has some of the most oppressive marijuana laws
really?
In the world.
Well, Idaho has some pretty strict... I mean, drug laws.
But South Dakota, if a cop's like, I think you're high, I need you to pee in this cup. Fuck you, I ain't peeing your cup.
Really?
I'll get a warrant. What? Yeah, you will. He'll come back and he'll arrest you, take you to the hospital and catheter you to get a sample, and it's a 10-year felony.
Jesus.
For possession by ingestion. So if you smoked here and went to Mount Rushmore and got in trouble, they found out your system.
That's insane.
You're a felon.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Well, if you smoked here and then drove all the way to Mount Rushmore, then.
Yeah,
he'd be pretty sober.
There's something in there, man. I mean, that's some good stuff, right?
Depends on what, yeah.
Eat these two.
Yeah, depends on what you're smoking. You get there fast.
Yeah.
But I don't even want to mess with that world anymore. Like leaving South Dakota was like leaving Mother Russia. Like,
yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Out.
I had no idea it was that crazy. I mean, I knew Idaho was really wild. Like, I mean, I feel bad for the people who live in like Post Falls, Coeur d'Alene, and you know, it's like. Yeah, 20 minutes over the border. Go to Idaho, go to Spokane Valley or Liberty Lake, and you can hit a weed shop. And actually, I don't know if Liberty Lake has any weed. Do they?
Yeah,
okay.
Cannabis and gloves.
So, yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, or off the freeway there.
Well, then the Nirvana.
Nirvana's right up there.
So, like, they, you know, it's like, right, it's essentially in your backyard, but then you cross this arbitrary line. It's like, oh, now that's like you fucking have a lot of trouble. You don't have to be smoking it, just having it or having the pipe.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking, you know, up to a year in jail. It's nuts. So well, music wise, I mean, where all have you guys been playing? Or obviously the before coronavirus, which I'm sure put a damper on things.
Drastic.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's talk about that real quick, because you guys are in a different state. Idaho has been tackling this very differently than Washington State. There's, you know, and Silver Valley being a very small area, you know, Kellogg's a small area, small town. Like, how has it been there with this whole thing?
It's kind of been a funny process, because, like, I'm an Uber driver for my normal job, Uber and Lyft. And when people get in the car, if it's on the Washington side of the border, they're all masked up and like,
sure,
being super safe. If you pick up somebody in Coeur d'Alene, though, they're like,
fuck it.
And I have a mask on. They're like, well, you believe this liberal fucktard hoax? What the fuck is your problem, boy?
I'm going to learn you. I'm going to puke in your car.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then come get $5 and change from Dr. Z.
Yeah.
You go all the way from Kellogg to Spokane for Lyft in Uber?
Yep.
God damn, man. That is a long, because what I mean, it's good solid hour, 45 minutes hour to the Kellogg.
Well, I usually start in the Coeur d'Alene area, but you know, with the app running, you'll go wherever you got to go.
Yeah.
Like somebody needs a ride to the airport from Coeur d'Alene, I'm going to end up way over past where we're at right now.
Yeah. I got to ask, does it pencil out? Does it make sense? I mean, the money for it? I have no idea what it keeps
me afloat, and it gives me the flexibility to do the music when I have to do the music.
Yeah, sure.
But like, as we were talking about the topic of the coronavirus, so I get that. Like Idaho Washington split as far as like, okay, so this guy doesn't have a mask, I guess I'll take my mask off,
right?
Or they've got a mask on, better put mine on just so I'm not offending somebody,
right?
Either way, and getting a bad rating. But then we're on the Pinehurst Days planning committee for the festival for the city, and the Lions Club, we had the final meeting, and everyone was kind of like, you know, I don't believe any of this, but if I'm wrong, I don't want to be the guy that got blamed for spreading the disease in the valley, so we need to shut this down. But this is complete crap.
Yeah, it is. But also, Well, I mean, I mean, realistically, I don't... I have differing opinions depending on the day of what I think about this thing. Yeah, I think it's a real virus. I don't know if it, what it is and how exactly it got here and the severity of it could be very debated, I think. But like, I don't wear a mask because I don't value my life. I will wear masks when I'm around other people because it bothers them. So I'm like, sure, I don't care. It's the fucking easy. I don't give a shit. It doesn't bother me to wear one. Like, it's not for me. This is not because I want to stay alive. It's just because you guys care. But yeah, who wants to be the guy that, like, if all of a sudden there's like a COVID outbreak in Kellogg, be like, oh, whoops, I guess we shouldn't have had.
No, I'm pretty sure they're doing a good job at spreading it in Kellogg. Oh, yeah. Right
are
now.
They?
Well,
yeah.
It wasn't me because, you know, I've been quarantining in Washington.
There's been fucking COVID parties. Oh my gosh.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I just found out about that actually.
Yeah,
we should play one.
Yeah. Anyone looking to book
over.
A band for a coronavirus
yeah,
party,
man, rock
Dr.
Out.
Z will do a solo show.
Solo, it'll be an awesome solo show. No instruments involved.
He'll be naked.
Has there been any cases out there yet?
Yeah, we're, I think, up to 8.
No,
okay.
It was 12 when I looked this morning.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay, 12. Yeah. How, what's the population over in that
each
area.
Of those towns is 1500 or less.
Okay.
Kellogg is 2282.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
It's 202.
Drive past it.
I drive by 2282.
It's going to be 2270 after this week.
Yeah.
Pinehurst is like 3200.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pinehurst is like 962.
Damn. I didn't realize we had that many people.
Wallace has only got like 800.
Yeah. I like Wallace.
That's the county seat.
It's like, yeah, I was going to say, it's like 699.
Yeah. They got grandfathered in a long time ago and they were booming and then everyone else grew and they're like, nobody else wants to live there. I've had that same issue with comedy where shows would come up and I'm like, how bad do I want to do this show that like, if I want them to be like, oh yeah, well now we had this outbreak at this, you know, this venue after this happened. I'm like, oh God, how bad do I want that to come back?
We caught a lot of flack because we were we were the last show to play in Idaho.
At Cruisers. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like the next morning they were shutting everything down.
Damn.
When the first shutdown hit. And all these people on our live stream just, fuck you, you irresponsible fucks. What the fuck's
God.
Your problem?
Yeah, I did a promo video and a lot of people had really shitty things to say. But it's like the way I look at it, as I work at a Walmart,
okay.
I'm fucking exposed to 100 times more. Of people, you know what I mean?
Right.
Than I would at a show that we're going to play at.
Yeah, you're exposed to the worst people, and that doesn't even count COVID.
Yeah.
sucks. No. I got so lost in a Walmart once.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I haven't been in a Walmart in like fucking so long.
Really?
God, no, I don't go, man. I refuse to go.
I fucking hate Walmart.
What's
too.
That?
Go to Post Falls.
Post Falls one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually am not. The last time I went to a Walmart was the one up by my house here, and they kicked me out, and I stopped going after that. I'm like, I don't need this shit. But do you guys have the policy where they make you show the receipt at the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
We don't. So
we should.
Well, I. Sorry ahead of time for this then, Holly, because I refuse refuse to partake in that that policy. I'm like, listen, I came in, I picked out my shit, I paid for my shit, fucking leaving. Like, I don't have this extra time to show you my goddamn receipt. Like, I'm, and so now I'm just like, I don't care. I just go to like Rite Aid and buy shit at an inflated price.
Costco already oppresses me.
Right, yeah.
I
know.
I don't need it from you.
Yeah.
Walmart, the retarded brother of Costco.
Right, you can't even go. You can't go to Costco and get a hot dog there unless you're a member anymore, which is bullshit.
Mickey and I did it one time.
What?
Remember we went in?
Oh yeah.
And they were like, "Well, we went in. I think we got food, and then we went and got some protein powder and got to the cashier, and that's where she was like, "Where's
your
card? No.
Yeah.
Like, how do we get a card? We planned on getting one, but
you're
know,
under arrest. What are you doing
that's
in here?
That's what it felt like.
Pretty much.
Fucking hands
up. You're
not
supposed to be in here.
Yeah, what are you doing in a secret Illuminati club where you can buy bulk for cheap?
Take any samples.
Yeah, dude, Costco's like a whole smorgasbord. It's like a different world in there.
Truly.
Yeah, I'm not a Costco member either, but it's just my dog and I. So, like, I mean, how much kibble can I buy? I don't need, like, 3 kayaks at once or something. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do at a Costco.
But all in all, the coronavirus thing's kind of leveling the playing field on a lot of the stuff around here, because the bands that weren't that serious are not going to survive the shutdowns.
That's a good point.
What do we have already? Like two bands pretty much completely kaput?
Yeah.
I've seen like four or five in the Spokane market that have just been like, no, we're out.
Really?
Well, also, we had time to write a new album, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were productive.
Yeah.
Extremely.
It wasn't just like, you know, we see other bands like, oh, I can't do anything, But we use, you know, social media. You know, Gaddy sends, you know, video out of him playing something, kind of send around. At least we worked at it.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Well, that's a good point, too, because I feel like a lot of people, not only, I mean, obviously in my world of comedy, but I did notice a lot of musicians that I follow just kind of disappear. And it's like, dude, you're still an artist. Like you're still an artist. You still have a fan base. You still have people who are wanting entertainment. Like there's you can't do the live shows. It's not as much fun. It's not kind of your bread and butter, but like you can still be putting out promotional videos or writing an album, recording an album, things like that.
Right. So. Yeah. That's what we did. We have some new stuff coming out. We're actually going to go into the studio
Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old Chaotic Mayhem Studio.
Yeah.
Do you guys record
Phil Bruni
in Spokane or
yep
in Idaho?
Oh, yeah.
In
we
Spokane.
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
With who?
Phil Bruni and Chaotic.
Okay. Right on. Shout out to them. Give them a good plug. Was this your first album, second album? What do you...
We went and did an EP over there in August last year, and we ended up putting it out for Halloween.
Okay.
That drew the interest of the label that we're signed to now, Curtain Call Records.
Okay.
And then they requested that we do a full album.
Nice.
In December. So we started writing.
It was only really like two more songs.
Yeah. We got the final stuff together, went over there and banged it out. We included the songs we had on the EP,
Medical
but we changed
metal.
A couple things on those songs so they weren't just a
re-release
of the same thing. Different drum tracking, different vocal stuff,
yeah,
different guitar stuff. But Elixir came out February 28th. And the pandemic hit, and the tour disappeared, and here we are with this album.
Here we are here in this album, in this studio now, promoting a tour that can't happen. at least not for a while, but it will, I'm sure. I assume it's still going to happen. It's just a matter of...
It's just heavily delayed with an open-ended date of knowing when it can resume.
Yeah.
Like we just lost the Metal in the Mountains Festival. That was the tour we were supposed to be doing in late May, early June.
Yeah.
And we were going to be opening for Attila and the Butcher Babies in West Virginia. And that got bumped out all the way to next year.
Damn. Yeah. It's such a crazy, this whole thing is like, it's kind of an unbelievable thing to really, cause I mean, it's something that was almost inconceivable. Like, yeah, things like this have happened in the past in America or in the world, you know, pandemics, they happen. But in like the modern times, like in our lifetimes, we haven't experienced anything like this. It's one of those things where you're like, that's what happened to us. Like, and if it does, like if something will come through, you know, it's the swine flu, it's Zika, it's whatever. We'll figure, you know, a couple thousand die, a couple weeks. We got it figured out. Like, I mean, we're going on 4 months now. I mean, we're going on, you know, I mean, halfway into this year, we're going to be have a year that didn't even start. You know, we haven't even had a, you know, gotten off the starting line. You
it
know?
Would be the year that didn't exist.
Yo, yeah. I know, right?
It's like, just... like, I missed my birthday.
Did you?
Yeah. So my birthday is March 23rd.
Too.
We played at Cruisers on March 21st, and then they shut everything down.
Oh, my God.
And that was it for me. And I was like, sitting in my apartment crying.
Just getting drunk at home.
like I do every night.
Yeah. Just go to the lake and wistfully look at the water, you know, just like longingly. Yeah, man. It completely just really put a damper on everything. You know, I still think all this started when they, when they released the movie Cats. I think that was like what started all this, man. Like everything was fine. Then that fucking movie came out and then it just ruined like the space time continuum. It's not been the same since then.
It's not meant for this dimension.
Yeah.
I have a theory though that, you know, it's probably all just going to go away after the election.
Maybe. Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, this.
Like I said, I think it's a real virus, but I think that the fear factor on it's amped up 200% because it's an election year.
Yeah. I mean, well, Yes, I mean, anything gets ramped up in election year. Also, I think anytime something like this happens too, for me, like, my conspiracy brain goes wild. And the problem with, like, my conspiracy brain is, like, anything is believable now because of the crazy shit they've done that we know they've done. Like, the shit we know they've done that's wild. And you're like, dude, I think you might do anything. I don't fucking know. Now, you guys have done some wild shit already. Like, yeah, create a virus to fucking keep us, like, weirded out and scared. Like, yeah, I think you guys would do that. I don't know. Is that what's happening? I don't know. Would I put it past you fucking guys? No. Like, now you're like, and that's not the world I created. That's the world the government created by being a shitty government.
Good,
you
old
know?
Tuskegee experiments.
Well, okay, among other things. Yeah. Well,
like, I think like time travel is for real. And that somebody keeps coming back trying to fix it. And every time they come try back and fix 2020, they mess something else up.
Goddamn, like, Scott Bakula, get your shit together. It's right? Not the leap home.
Because what happened to the murder hornets, right? They didn't even have a chance.
They popped up, right. In and out.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then there was like the that dust plume from fucking Africa. Was it hot for a minute? That was a thing. They totally breezed over the fact, like a month ago or so, they totally breezed over the fact that the sun is dying. Did anyone hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're like, you know, the sun is like pretty much like shitty. It's really shitty now. Like, it has like the least solar flares ever, and there's probably gonna be famine and a big freeze. We're all going to die. And like, the news didn't even pick it up. They're like, it was like a blurb. It's like, right, by the way, the sun sucks. Anyway, like, holy shit, man. Like, that doesn't.
Is anybody
even
going to change that light bulb in there? It's flickering.
Yeah, exactly. It was just, nobody cares. I mean,
pay attention to Jada and Will Smith.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. And other news, Ginsley Maxwell is still alive.
Oh, for now. Good luck. Good luck keeping that one alive.
Well, I heard they're bouncing her from cell to cell.
Oh, you know, fuck, dude. That one drives me nuts. Like, you know, it's not going to, like, even if she starts giving names, if she lives to the fact where she gives names, which I don't think is going to happen, Hillary Clinton's definitely going to kill her before that. Personally, this time it's personal. She's really, even if she gives names, like, how do we trust that the government is giving us the actual names she gives them? Or all the names. Like, they might give us some. Like, hey, look, here's these names just to satiate us. And then, like, these other ones, like, nah, we won't tell them about that shit. You know, it's
the
like...
The guys that paid for the immunity. Right. The immunity
or what? Yeah, however it works. Whatever virgin blood they spill to make sure nobody right. Really get away with shit. Yeah, it's why this stuff always makes me think there's something bigger going on, like, you know, the conspiracy. Like, yeah, sure, there's this virus, this boogeyman, this imaginary boogeyman that's like kind of real, but not as real as we said. But it'll keep you scared. It's like, what are you trying to distract
right,
us
like,
from?
Hey, look over there.
Yeah, yeah. There's like every time they release the, you know, McDonald's releases the McRib. I'm like, what are you trying to distract us from? Like, why are you keeping us busy with this shit?
It was Pizzagate.
Yeah, right. Pizza. The Pizzagate was like a fallacy, and then this shit with Ghislaine Maxwell comes out, and you're like, maybe not so crazy. You know,
well, I heard there was stuff on like Walmart.com and Amazon where it was like a $34,000 backpack.
Yeah, Wayfair. Wayfair is the one.
It was actually a kid that you were buying.
Yeah,
as a backpack.
That's a big thing now too. That
So what did you do? You like strapped the kid on your back and he just like held all your shit?
No, like you were putting in the order and then you would get this email from this weird server on the dark web to be like, meet me at this place to collect.
So they'd have like these white cabinets that were selling for like $12,000, like $15,000, and they were just like white cabinets, but they were named, the name of the cabinet, the item name was like names of missing children if you go in like missing children registry. So like you could like, and then if you go use the SKU numbers they use and put them into Yandex, which is a Russian, basically the Russian Google, and it pulls up images of children, the SKU number for those items. If you cross reference them to like Russian
barcodes for people,
yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. Well, the crazy thing is, let me pull this up. The one that kind of blew my mind is because Wayfair is the one that was really blowing up about it. And if you, the word Wayfair, if you break it down, the prefix to Wayfair, waif, is a stray person or animal, especially a homeless child, something found with an own, without an owner, and especially by chance. Fair is the price charged to transport a person, material provided for use by consumption or enjoyment. Like, it literally, like, and maybe it's just a weird coincidence, but that's kind of a weird, like, oh.
But that's how ballsy these people are, is that they think they're baller status enough where they could just be like, yo, I'm a chomo, just like in flashing fucking
yeah
neon lights. What are you going to do about it? I got more money than you.
And get away with it, yeah.
I got to say, this whole thing is starting to turn into like a Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah, I dig it. I really like, miss
Coast to Coast AM with George Knowles.
Yeah, listen, I go wild, man. I eat too many mushrooms. I get weird.
As long as Art Bell doesn't come out of that closet.
No. Yeah. Let's see this. Yeah, this whole thing, it just is really wild. And I don't know, man. You know, it's one of those things, like, I don't know if it's if there's any validity to it. I didn't personally see any of these items on Wayfair for sale, so perhaps it's doctored, but I don't know, man. Also, it seems like something like fucking wild motherfuckers, you know, the rich and elite do. So
yeah.
They seem like bad, bad people.
Craziness.
But the good news is we got an election up, so we get to, you know, elect some other or some the same or some new just fucking puppet dictator.
Get rid of Emperor Inslee.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, yeah, among other. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I want to burn the whole thing down and start over in the whole from the very beginning. I think it's going poorly.
Just turn Washington and call it Phoenix.
Yeah, just burn it off.
Called Pahonix.
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 So what about, we'll try and pivot back to music here.
Completely went on the tangent.
It happens.
Yeah, so I got a phone call from Gaddy last summer sometime, or Facebook something or another. And he's like, I got this band called Pharmacy, and we're looking at getting rid of our bass player.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I wonder if they call themselves Pharmacy because they live in a farmland. That's what I thought it was. And then I was like, I don't even know what the hell Kellogg is. Right? And then I saw them later on that month at the Jackson Street.
No, yeah. It was Cruisers. Or no,
yeah. It was Jackson Street.
Yeah,
it was
Jackson Street.
Yeah, and then it was summer.
Then it was Cruisers later on that.
And that's when you held the cowbell for Sinister.
Yeah, I held the cowbell. Then I walked away and they're like, you, the songs are done yet? Done now. And then then Gaddy calls me one day and early October and says, hey, you want to bring you on board? Here's 38 covers and 10 originals to learn. So it was kind of rough in the beginning. I was going to do some other personals out, but that aside, it was kind of rough in the beginning getting all this stuff learned and learned.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then just eventually just hit. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
well, yeah. Let's take a listen to one of the songs from the EP that's also going to be on the upcoming
It's already LP. Really well. Yeah. Wait,
February 28th. It was released. Yeah.
So, and this is from the EP.
LP.
Oh, this is from the LP. I'm sorry, from the LP. Elixir. We're gonna listen to Sinister. We'll be right back. That was Sinister off the Elixir album from Pharmacy. That's F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, by the way, guys. There, we're that on Spotify, so you can find that, download it, buy it. Can people get physical copies of that album?
We don't have them ordered at this time. We, like I said, with the coronavirus, I don't want to be sitting on a bunch of inventory.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
would be slow to move, so we've kind of delayed doing that side of the release, but you can get it on any digital platform out there.
Okay, nice. So go find it, guys. Follow them. Before I forget, where can people find you guys, social media, et cetera? Follow you guys either personally or the band, however you want them to do it.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
YouTube.
It's just under Pharmacy.
The Twitter ones?
Pharmacy Band.
Okay. And again, that's Pharmacy, F-A-R-M, Pharmacy.
There's a beauty products line of hemp cosmetics called Pharmacy.
Okay.
With the same spelling, and there's a couple dispensaries by that name.
So be sure you're looking for the band.
So if you type the word band after the word pharmacy, you'll find us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Then also, Big Daddy, Selena, and I have our own individual pages.
Okay, yeah.
That you can follow and like, too.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
You want to shout them out? Do you want to shout out your handles?
Sure. Mine's, what is mine called?
The Infectious Dr. Z of Pharmacy.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm pretty sure yours is just Selena.
That's a terrible name of a handle.
Of Pharmacy. And then mine says Big Daddy Gaddy of Pharmacy and Green Jello.
All right.
Okay. So mine's Mother Moon. Moon is MCCN. Because the actual one was taken.
Oh, okay. All right. And Mickey, you don't have one yet?
I'm not very social.
You don't do the social media?
I can talk an eternity, but I just have my personal page.
Yeah, fair enough. That's all right.
And I mean, if you really wanted to friend me, you can find me.
Okay. Well, let the band, band page can figure it out for all the fans out there.
You go to the Dr. Z page, and we do a mixology every now and then.
Like cocktails?
Yeah, like the Silver Valley Wolfman. Tell them about the Silver Valley Wolfman.
Okay, I need to know about this.
I'm trying to come up with drinks based off of all of our songs.
Interesting.
But of course,
okay.
I've got to buy the
Hence
material.
The name Elixir.
Right. Mm-hmm. I got to get the material.
Getting it up quick.
I got to come up with it. I got to experiment with these things, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The only one I didn't experiment with was the Silver Valley Wolfman. And that's a half a shot of Jaeger mixed with a half a shot of silver tequila. Then drop in a Guinness and pound it.
Okay.
It's adventurous.
That sounds like a hell of a mix.
It's good, though.
If you pound it, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, don't stop.
It's terrible.
Don't stop. Yeah.
I stopped halfway through and couldn't do it.
It was over after that.
It's kind of got like a woody bitter chocolate flavor.
The Jaeger is what would get me. I can't drink. Jaeger is one I used to drink a lot. Some would say too much.
Same.
Whatever. You know what? The cop's opinion doesn't
matter.
Just
point at me.
No. Jaeger was the one thing that like viscerally changed me as a person and made me a bad person. Like I literally got kicked out of my bar in California I'm from because I tried to fight a guy in a wheelchair when I was drunk on Jaeger one night. Yeah, and I'm like, I think I should probably stop drinking Jaeger. Like I could drink anything else all night, never would have happened. And like. I tried to fight a guy in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's how I am with vodka. I pretty much demolished my mom's house. I like broke out three windows.
Jesus.
Pounded in the fridge. Yeah, I don't fuck with vodka.
Yeah, you got to know your limits. Yeah, so it was this dude at this bar I went to called Patty's in California where I'm from. And he was always at the bar. He's in a wheelchair. He was kind of a dick, right? He's kind of a dick anyway, always jawing at people. He only had one leg. He had his left leg. Or he had his right leg, I'm sorry. And we used to call him Left Foot Larry. I don't know what his real name was. It could have been Larry. And then he was like, I'm drunk on Jaeger one night, and he's giving me shit. And I'm like, hey, Christopher Reeves, if you got something to say, why don't you stand up and come over here and talk to me like a man? And the bartender's like, Deez, I think you need to go now. I'm like, that's fair.
You're right.
Yeah, like that makes sense. Yeah. But what are your other combinations? Is that the only one you have so far?
I got a couple other ones.
Brown Hole Sun.
I got one called the Brown Hole Sun. It's kind of like a backdoor version of Black Hole Sun.
Okay.
And it's...
Yeah,
I did.
There's Fireball,
Play Ugly Woman. So it's half a shot of the Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Oh yeah, is that good?
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Okay, it's great.
And then some of the white chocolate liquor.
Okay,
a little bit of there's a floater of Fireball on top of it.
All right, back holes.
It's pretty tasty.
Did you say back hole sun? Brown hole sun.
Brown hole sun.
Back door. Got it. Yeah. I was mixing them up.
The other side, it's champagne and absinthe.
Okay.
It's kind of rough. And then what else? The little bit of magic.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what magic was.
It was a hypnotic and limoncello.
Yeah, that one was good.
All right.
That's good stuff.
I didn't know how to try that one.
Yeah, we did.
I brought those little Jaeger bottles that he had filled. It was kind of fruity.
I never tried it.
You did.
Yes, you did.
I got another one called Mayhem. I can't remember what's all in it. It's like fruit punch and 13 different things.
Jungle sense. Juice.
So aptly named then.
Right. And then I think I tried to make one called the Celine Soul, and I wasn't digging that one at all, man.
Celine, was that you? Was that you singing on that track?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ, man! You got some vocals. You got some chops.
Thanks. I've actually gotten lessons since that. So with
better?
Mary Z, yeah. You gotta check out like Mayhem would probably be the best one.
Okay.
I tried a real like grab low for them growls. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, how did you get to that voice? How does that happen?
She was born.
A lot of influences.
God, I would have hated to have been in like the delivery room when you're coming out of your mom. You're just like, holy shit, send her back.
She has two boys.
Yeah.
So probably.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
It's your turn to clean the bathroom.
Yeah, no shit. They probably listen too.
No, I had a lot of influences. Growing up, just, you know, like AC/DC and stuff like that with just the traditional distortion, like, hey,
yeah,
you know, but to get that kind of stuff, it just Ginger, Maria Brink, just all the ladies I, you know, have kind of been influenced by.
So being able to go through her cycle, Ginger is what really like opened the door for her.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, I just had to find something that was like it just spoke to me and like. I don't know. Screaming like that just gives it so much more emotion, I feel like.
Yeah.
Something you can't just be like, hey.
Right.
I'm pissed.
Can you sing like in a dainty way, or is it you can only go hard?
No. I started off doing Evanescence a lot. Okay. I grew up I was obsessed with Amy Lee. I still am, but I just branched out a different direction to kind of add to it.
Can you give us like a live version of your growl? If we give you a line, can you say something for us?
Sure, I'll try.
Let's see. Just say how about you're listening to the Social Hour with these. Can you give me that real your screamo voice?
You're listening to the Social Hour.
Wow, I like that. I'm saving that one.
Yeah.
With geese!
There you go. See? Yeah, we want the whole thing.
You want Mick and me to do something?
High five.
Yeah.
We just did it. I don't have a bass guitar.
We just did it.
Yeah, cool.
Nobody saw it. Good.
Man, I seen it.
Yeah, it was good. It was worth it. I appreciate it. How musically, I mean, I want to talk about. I'm always interested in like what music people are brought up on, or like how they get to this point that the music they do. Because I'm often surprised by like what their influences are. You often think like it's an A to B, like, oh, well, you like this music, so you must have loved whatever was like the version of that when you're growing up. And often it's like, no, I was a big Kanye Twitty fan or something like that. Like what?
Only when he wore the basketball shorts with the trucker hat.
Yeah, what are some of like your musically?
I'm older than these guys.
Sure,
you know, and I grew up with my dad listening to like Crosby, Stills, Nash,
sure.
The Doors, that kind of stuff. Merle Haggard, a lot of old school outlaw country, that kind of stuff. So that's what I listened to. So when I was growing up, they're like, "Oh, you're such a nerd. You don't like Bon Jovi and you don't like Def Leppard." Right. And now all those people my age, and they all like that shit now, too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I grew up on. But then I, started playing guitar because of Dave Matthews.
Oh, okay.
And I've always loved metal. I've always loved Maiden's, my favorite band. But I've never wanted to be in a metal band.
Yeah.
So I've been in a few bands here over the last few years, and they mostly were like alt rock bands.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Except for Dysfunctional Chaos, and they were pretty hard. Then it was a couple of the alt rock bands, and then the Pharmacy here.
Yeah,
but my upbringing was just like, you know, like I said, Crosby, Stills, Nash,
sure,
Door, CCR,
yeah, that kind of stuff.
So. You know, my dad listened to a lot of classical music too.
Okay,
you know, I'm half Polish, so we had to listen to Lawrence Welk.
Frankie Yankovic. Had to, got to,
Frankie
you got
Yankovic,
to,
right? That kind of.
Yeah. Well, it's good to get the spectrum and like have some different, you know, those influences can leak in and give you, you know, a different perspective and that you apply to your genre of music. So,
well, yeah, when I'm playing, a lot of times the Lawrence Welk stuff sneaks in there.
Yeah. That's, well, you know, it's what the crowd wants.
On to Big Daddy.
Oh.
Got you.
Damn.
My finger points. All
right. I'm really, really centered on classic rock bands. As far as like when I was growing up, my dad was very heavy on classic rock.
Yeah.
So you would get like the Stones, the Beatles, the Doors, Hendrix.
Yeah.
Some Steely Dan thrown in there, a little bit of Steve Vai and Joe Satriani. I've got a huge influence from classical music because I've always been in school music from like third grade on up.
Okay.
I started with a saxophone and moved into guitar and bass.
Oh, so like you like genuinely learn music, like for not to take away from anyone else who learned music, but
so
like
I'm a nerd.
I started playing clarinet when I was in fourth
grade.
Oh,
see, yeah, you're like genuinely like
marching band, drum and core kind of stuff. Too,
yeah,
so.
That's like genuinely like that's like a musician. Like I play music. I don't just. I mean, you have your instrument you play now, but there's other stuff there.
But you know, I probably the music that I stay away from the most is probably electronica. Just it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, like EDM.
Yeah, I'm just not into computer driven stuff. I'd rather have humanized rhythms.
Sure.
And that's kind of been a disconnect for me. I mean there's some country music that I even like too, but it's more like the old outlaw stuff and a little bit of Garth Brooks and maybe some Alan Jackson, but like Florida Georgia Line, hell no.
Like a stadium anthem country stuff,
not really into that. And like I also listen to a lot of old 90s gangster rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So I grew up in South Central in the 80s, so like That's what I grew up on. like literally, like so Snoop. Much of so much. There's a lot of music. And that's why I like having musicians in, especially guys like you. It's not stuff I grew up on. I mean, there's bands where people, big bands, I guess, where people be like, oh, you know, this band. I'm like, I don't think I know who that is. Or like, I don't know, like, the only, like, I think, was it Stained or someone was like playing at the arena and I was giving someone a ride. Like, oh yeah, Stained. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. What do they do? And like, like, you know, you know their songs. I'm like, I don't think so,
you
man.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah. And like, yeah.
First album was, you know, that was once they left that.
Yeah.
Once he got a hold of his roots, that's when they lost it for me.
Yeah. The what about you guys, music-wise, Holly?
So yeah, I was kind of like Ryan, but probably not as older classic rock. Like just the generality of like AC/DC, Nazareth, sure. Boston, April Wine. But then just growing up, got more into pop, and then like really heavy hip hop. So like Eazy-E and Biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ODB. RIP, gone too soon.
Yeah. Evanescence. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't discriminate. I do like a little bit of country, but not too much. Like my first vocal coach told me that I had a voice for country.
Okay.
So she like you tried
went the
to push
direction
me.
Of that,
she
I
hated it. She hated the fact that I was actually in a metal band, and she was like, God, do you realize the message you're sending?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
That's
like,
the point.
I really like this message.
Mm-hmm. It gets straight to the point in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Faith Hill, like, she's probably the biggest country singer that I really looked up to at one point.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last one. Yes.
That's all I say. Just, yes.
Now, what's on your iPod Nano right now?
I don't have.
You don't play games with Apple products.
Yeah. But yeah, no. I grew up, like, obviously, my dad being older, you know, listening to Judas Priest, Nazareth, XYZ, blah, 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 blah. But it was like, I would listen to that, but on pretty much drastic occasions, mainly like Tchaikovsky, Mozart, Bach. Getting into that area, and then once I actually like hit into high school, I was more into full 80s, 90s, obviously the new metal scene, so Korn and everything.
Oh yeah.
And then after I got in with boot camp was when I gained a better taste for a little bit harder rock and metal, and that's when it started becoming more Slayer, Cannibal Corpse,
sure,
stuff like that. Just kind of
more than
just
uncut.
Really depending on the mood. Like, you could listen to anything. Like, on a daily basis, when I'm relaxing, cooking, or just hanging out, I listen to Sinatra.
Yeah. Yeah. You want that chill, but you don't want to dice onions, the Slayer.
Well, that's the best. I was going to say, especially Angel of Death, you'll have that shit done in no time.
Yeah, I'm mincing that shit. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, the next you know, you're super gluing your thumb.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I need more
that's
onion.
That's not an onion.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, just growing up, mainly like classical music, classic rock, some classic metal, but most people think it's rock, but it's like Sabbath is metal, Judas is metal.
Yeah.
You know, but I like the diversity. Like, my number one go-to, like, before shows and stuff like that I listen to is Queensryche.
Okay.
Just because of the way everything's laid out. It's very, I don't know. Yeah.
It's big. Right.
It's Queensryche.
All right.
I like putting on the Pantera on the drive over to the show.
Oh, yeah.
You get something to crank you up.
Yeah. Especially Domination. Yeah. That's my go-to song.
Good to see you, I'm easily bothered by persistence.
You gotta have that pump up show, man.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, I don't know what I listen to. I can listen to anything.
I listen to Escape by Rupert Holmes before I go on stage. It really cranks me up.
There you go.
It's the Pina Colada song for everyone out there who doesn't get that.
it's on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
That's right.
If you like pina colada.
We just cover that, right?
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's. I've got a couple quick questions. For every first-time guest, I always go through what we call the rundown. It's a series of questions, random questions. They don't really mean much individually, but together they just start to paint a tapestry of a person. So we're just going to go through and ask a couple questions. You guys, if you'd answer them honestly, I'd appreciate it. But if you lie, I won't know the difference. I don't do fact-checking. Let's see. Let's go. First question. Who would play you in a movie?
Damn. See?
I would say for me, if I still got the beard, probably Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
And if all I didn't have the beard, it'd be Michael J. Fox.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right.
Big Daddy.
Has anyone ever told you sound like Colin Quinn?
No.
Do you know who Colin Quinn is?
Yes.
Yeah. All I hear when you talk is I hear Colin Quinn.
Well, no, I'm from back east originally.
That makes sense then.
No, I retired out here.
Okay, so, that definitely makes sense. Seriously, you sound like I hear Colin Quinn in my head.
That's
so
totally empty. Real nasally.
I can't remember.
Probably, like, he'd have to dye his hair and shit, but probably Jack Black.
Okay, I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah, like shave his head a little bit.
Go to the tanning salon for a day, a couple days. Get that tan on.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh God, she was in Bridesmaids. McCarthy. What's her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj.
Shitting in sinks. All right. Yes.
It's like hot lava coming out of me.
Is that going to be the name of your first solo album? Shitting in sinks.
Oh my God. Yeah, Dookie in a tube. Fuck.
Mick?
Oh, man. That's such a hard damn question. I have no idea. What?
What's that?
Answer it for me. The Irish actor. Come on, Z.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Or Tom Waits, one or the other.
Yeah. Maybe he'd have to put some weight on, but maybe Zac Efron, too. If he kind of bulked up a little, grew a beard. I don't know if he can grow a beard.
I don't know if he can either.
All right. If you could purge for 1 hour, like the movie The Purge, anything is legal, no ramifications, what would you do?
I would walk around naked and drink.
Oh, all right. So just normal life.
There you go.
Nothing changes for me.
Honestly, like, I get to my apartment, that door shuts, boom, man.
Dude, I know. Believe me,
he's a nudist.
Yeah.
The boys at the fire department down there, they get a show, but whatever.
Standing on the balcony.
Slide down this pole.
When you hear flapping, don't come clapping.
Taying in the wind.
I'd probably just sit on my couch and just keep smoking weed.
Just that? You go back to South Dakota and smoke weed.
Yeah.
Do it where you'd be like, fuck you guys. Yeah. I can do it here now. In front of Mount Rushmore, I'll flick this fucking roach right at Washington.
I have done that before.
Living on the edge.
Without throwing the roach, but yeah.
You guys over there, Holly?
I'd probably take over Disneyland.
All right.
That would be fucking epic.
Yeah, an hour, no lines. Just
no
fucking
lines.
Crushing hard.
Or Six Flags.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They got better rides.
Six Flags does better rides. Yes, yeah.
Like Six Flags over Georgia or Six Flags over California?
California. Yeah.
Tour bus.
You'd get a tour bus?
I would steal a tour
bus. Oh, you would?
Who's tour bus?
Just a tour bus.
Any?
A brand new.
What's any? That tour bus just, you were looking
like
at?
The Pointer Sisters?
I saw the brand new. Saw the brand new 2021 Prevost, and I got my eye on that
one. He window shops for that stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Cool.
So I was in this record store the other day in Coeur d'Alene, looking through all the used vinyl, and they had a shitload of Pointer Sisters.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, man, Slow Hand is like one of my jams.
I couldn't really find anything I liked, so I bought the 45 for St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, that's a good. Oh man, if only they had that sax solo that Rob Lowe goes on in that thing. It's one of my favorite scenes in movie history. Speaking of movies, what's you guys' favorite movie of all time?
Ooh,
heavy metal for me.
Oh, great! I have that on DVD. Such wait, the original
movie.
Or like 2000? The original.
2000.
Right? You like the 2000? Have you ever seen the old one? From like the 80s?
I'm pretty sure you watched the original heavy metal.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I have that on DVD. Yeah.
Yeah. Best soundtrack.
Is a great series one. Allowed?
I don't know if you partake. If you ever take some acid, don't do drugs, kids, or mushrooms, and then watch it. It's a lot of fun.
Isn't that what Jen, like his wife, I think, just described that movie? She said, if you take acid, that's the best way to describe it, is that movie right there.
Yeah, take acid, then watch the movie. Best.
Or take acid and watch The Wizard of Oz with the Dark Side of the Moon soundtrack.
I've never done that.
It is really...
And then
how it matches up is crazy, right?
The third lion's roar. You start the track on the third lion's roar.
And then you watch Brazil.
Brazil?
Afterward, yeah.
What's Brazil?
It's an idea. It's an 80s movie.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty trippy.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I'd say my favorite movie is The Big Lebowski.
Great one. Coen Brothers. Always good. Mm-hmm. Always good. Mm-hmm. You were talking about a series. What's
I'm a Star Wars nerd.
Oh, which with, you if you had to pick one, you could only watch one of them for the rest. They were going to burn every copy of the George Lucas wants to remake all of them and burn the copies except for one of them. Which one do you keep? And if you don't say Empire Strikes Back, I'm going to be so angry.
Rise of Skywalker.
I felt Return of the Jedi was the strongest movie.
Okay, all right, I'll accept that. I'm glad. How did you feel about the new ones?
Okay, so 7, I was like, okay, so this is New Hope with new cameras, sure. New actors,
yeah.
New technology.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, completely,
100%. Number 8, I was furious. Yeah. I spent money at the theater for that, so then I boycotted Solo.
Sure, Solo wasn't good.
And I ended up seeing that on like Netflix or some shit, and I was really disappointed with it. So then when it came time for 9, I was like, all right,
I have to finish this. Yeah.
And it was less disappointing than 8, but it was like, let's get everything out of the cabinet we can throw into this movie for one last hoorah. It was kind of like, okay, yeah, this was a letdown.
The number 8 was so weird. It was like, fucking all of a sudden the plot of the movie was the crux around space gas. All of a sudden, like, we ran out of gas. Yeah. I didn't know gas was an issue in Star Wars.
And then sea cow milk.
Oh yeah, that was weird too. Fuck,
so I read something today that they're taking 7, 8, 9 that they just did, and they're saying it's not canon anymore.
That's what I heard.
It's a multiverse. And we're going to redo 7, 8, 9.
They're talking about, and they're going to have, what's his name?
They're getting rid of Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, they're having Favreau. John Favreau? Are they going to have John Favreau take over and run Star Wars instead of...
What was the thing with the Baby Yoda deal? The Mandalorian.
Yeah, yep, exactly. He did the Mandalorian. So he's going to take over the Star Wars universe. So.
Debbie does jealous.
Dallas. Good God.
Dating yourself a bit there, Jeffrey.
I'll date myself.
I was going to say The Truman Show and or Django.
Okay. Both great films.
Just depends on genre. Like
those
that,
are very different, but very good. Yeah.
Very diverse with the genres.
Yeah.
Is that like Django with a D?
Yeah.
Django Unchained.
The Jacket or Requiem for a Dream are two other ones that I really like.
Requiem for a Dream. I don't know The Jacket. Requiem for a Dream. I like Darren Aronofsky. I did like Darren Aronofsky. He went sideways starting with Noah and after that.
The Jacket had Adrian Brody and Keira Knightley in it.
Interesting.
And he was like a Gulf War soldier who got shot in battle and had memory problems. This dude tried to pin a murder on him and ended up in a psych ward.
Oh, interesting. Sounds like an interesting concept.
I'm not gonna fuck it up for you, but it's a great film.
I'll find it. I got Roku, so it's on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Then you got to watch Pi too.
I like Pi. I actually watched that about a month or two ago. It's on Netflix right now, I think. Darren Aronofsky, I liked a lot until Noah went sideways and then Mother was terrible, I thought, and I don't know.
But Requiem.
Requiem for a Dream, very good. Requiem for a Dream
really turned me off of heroin. So.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Until then, I was a big fan.
Lane Staley was still alive at the time. So.
Yeah, all right, now let's go with if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I'm already good looking. So.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
I don't really know if that's a superpower anyway.
You tell that to the ladies.
This one's for the ladies.
I think teleportation would be the way to go because then you could save time and like.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Or fuck up years.
Right, yeah, or fuck up.
So I'd want the ability to like be able to kill a yak from 200 yards with mine bullets.
Specifically a yak. That seems like you were wronged by a yak at some point. You went straight to yak. You didn't say a bison or cow. You're like, a yak.
Telekinesis.
It was a case of beard envy.
Yeah.
I would probably say intelligence because I have no short-term memory and I can't remember a goddamn thing.
Okay, being omnipotent, know-all, see-all, y'all. Right. That's all right. There you go. Guys,
immortality.
No,
all right. Ooh, that's tough. Okay,
You get bored?
No, because you can always learn something. Intelligence is infinite, and you can find out different ways through time.
That's okay. Very good. Very good.
Man, you're deep.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So deep.
Intellectual.
Real deep. Yeah.
Holly.
Oh, I can't choose. I know the heat is on.
Decisiveness.
Yeah.
the what is that?
Yeah, we'd know where to go for dinner all the time.
Here. Oh, great.
No, I don't know. I'd probably like to fly.
Flight? Okay.
Yeah.
How would you determine how fast you're flying? Like, how do you make yourself fly faster? It's like, press harder. How do you decide how fast you're flying?
You just decide.
Who knows?
Yeah, like, it's like
the tighter my ass is clenched, the faster I fly. How about that?
So that's why I wanted the teleporting, because I just wanted to eliminate that problem.
Oh,
just blink and I'm there.
I'm going to fly super fast and make a diamond with this coal.
Right. okay, last question, guys. Since you are musicians, I have to know. What is your go-to karaoke song?
I did My Immortal. I've only karaoke'd once.
What?
And that was to get Singing Live out of my system right when I joined the band, and it was
Holy
My Immortal.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm actually planning on going to Tequila Lounge this Friday.
Is that a place
karaoke.
That's able to be open?
Yeah, it's in Post Falls.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
Club Tequila.
Oh, Club Tequila. Yep.
Oh, okay.
My cousin bartends there.
It's on Celtis in Post Falls.
Okay. I think you're familiar with that. Did that used to be the Barfly or the Fly?
I'm not sure.
It's right next to Bob's 21.
Yeah, it's just slightly east of Spokane Street in Post Falls.
All right. Guys?
I'd say mine is What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers.
All right.
What a fool believes. Yeah. But you gotta get some air piano in there too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's it. All right. I like that.
This is about as close to karaoke as I get.
Is it no karaoke for you? Come
no,
on.
He did once. What was it?
Take Hold the Flame.
He did fucking awesome.
Who's that by?
Queensryche.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you should have done Guy in a Buffalo.
No.
I kind of have toss ups because I used to do a lot of karaoke when I didn't have a band, just so I'd keep my live game up.
Yeah.
Kind of get my little dose, but like I'd bounce from like Bodies by Drowning Pool or Walk from Pantera. I'd even do some Garth Brooks once in a while, like Friends in Low Places, Thunder Rolls.
Oh, good choices all around. You know what? I'm calling Audible. I want to ask one more question.
Ask away.
What is your individually, you guys's your guilty pleasure song? Like a song that you love.
I'll tell you right now. Mine is Gotta Believe by Desiree.
Perfect guilty pleasure song. You fucking nailed it. Yeah.
And my ex-wife was always like, I can't believe that. You know, I'm like, that's it, man. That's it.
Is that the one, you gotta be cool, you gotta be strong, you gotta be smarter. Yeah. So that, you know, like you're banging it, you're loving it. You roll up to a bus stop, you look over, there's people at the bus stop, the windows go up.
Yeah, happened to us. Mickey, Gaddy, and I, we commuted over here together, but I had them play Cher.
And we're in the front seat.
Wait, which Cher song?
Do You Believe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Say, we were sitting in the front seat, just us two mean-looking guys, and pull up, and just Cher is just blaring out the
window. Moonroof is open. Fuck.
At the truck stop.
These guys getting in a car was just
Oh, my favorite.
Is that you guys?
Yeah.
This one makes my neck hurt.
We'll let it play in the background while you're going.
That works.
Some Captain and Tennille.
So Cher, Captain and Tennille? Love will keep us together.
The Hustle by Van McCoy.
I don't know that song. All right, but
do the hustle. Bom, bom,
oh,
bom,
got it. Okay, got it. I didn't know. I didn't know. I couldn't have named it. Was
so. This is like a song that you would be pretty much like
embarrassed.
Ashamed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed by it though, but it's like you wouldn't think I would listen to that.
Sure. Yeah. It does. See. You know. I get it. Listen. I love. Like Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And like, gross song. It's a terrible song. But you know what? It's fucking poppy. I love like bubblegum pop sometimes, like in the right mood. Like, it's got to be hot out, windows down. I'm fucking feeling it, dude.
You like Firecracker too, don't you?
I don't know that song. Probably, though.
I'm not ashamed of it for sure, but I will gladly say anything Weird Al.
Anything.
You know what? If people don't like Weird Al, he's an American icon and a treasure.
And a genius.
And a genius. Well,
that was the first album that I ever got.
Really? Which one?
It was in 3D.
Okay.
I was in fourth grade. Got it for my birthday.
The first one I bought from him was even worse.
Which one was that one?
The one with Fat on it.
Yeah, the Bad.
Yeah. That's my favorite. Yeah.
I think Madness and I have probably seen him live, three times?
Really?
Yes. Wow. And we actually, so he was doing a Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff, too. So the first four rows were taken up, and we actually were able to score a seat right behind him.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool that we actually got to enjoy the show, too.
Yeah. I've never seen him live. I'd love to. He's come through the area a couple times, hopefully next time.
It's a killer show.
I bet. He's got to just be a performer. The guy's got to be a workhorse, so. All right, guys. Shout out your social media again. Let people know where they can find you and any upcoming dates. I know it's kind of nebulous right now for dates or where they can find dates. When that does come back.
Well, our website, pharmacyband.com, all one word, will link to all of our social media sites, and that'll go to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
and the
Instagram.
Merch line.
We have a merch tab on there if you want to help us out, order a shirt. We got tote bags, coffee mugs.
Hats. No, we don't got hats yet, do we?
No, we got hats on the website.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hats. Well, yeah, go to pharmacy. Again, that's pharmacy with an F, F-A-R-M, pharmacy, band.com. Follow all the links. Check them out. Find out when they're going to be in a town near you. Buy their new album. Stream it. Follow. Subscribe to all their social media and buy a tote bag.
and please share. Share us.
Yeah, share. Definitely.
Lots of videos to share.
Share
it around, guys. Now is the time to help artists and promote them. So when this is over, everyone, the people that are still working through this can hit the ground running and really make a go at it again. We've all definitely felt this kind of being behind the eight ball and stuck in this weird kind of fucking...
bullshit.
Yeah, craziness right now. We're just in limbo. So anyway, guys, that's it for the social hour. Again, go to Deuce Comedy /calendar. Keep looking for dates. There are some stuff out there. It's kind of hit and miss, and it's not in Washington. I can promise you that. but there'll be stuff eventually. And go check out pharmacyband.com and subscribe to them and all that. And that's it, guys, for the social. I am Deese, and for Pharmacy, thank you guys all for being here. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you. This is great, guys.
Yeah.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to The Pin, Kellogg, Idaho, Walmart, Costco, and Scott Bakula. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
You're listening to The Social Hour!